This is a Pony Primo half-plate camera, made circa 1905 by the Rochester Optical Company in the USA. The Rochester Optical Company and the Camera Company operated from 1899 to 1903. In 1907, it was acquired by Kodak, and in 2012, Kodak filed for bankruptcy. The camera has a mahogany frame with leather covers and folding bellows. Inside the leather covering are three double plate holders that can hold half plates, 4 inches by 5 inches. And the camera can be set with different aperture settings and exposure times. The front lens can be moved up and down to correct perspective. This correction allows the user to avoid keystoning effects, a distortion of the image that makes a square look like a trapezoid. Photographic plates were invented in the early 19th century and were used as a capture medium in photography before photographic film, which is used today. The plates were made of thin glass that was coated with light-sensitive emulsions of silver salts. The first light-sensitive plates were developed by Joseph Niepce in 1826 and needed to be exposed to light for 8 hours. In the early 20th century, more convenient and less fragile films became popular. However, glass plates were still in wide use throughout the professional astronomical community until the 1990s, as they were extremely stable and less likely to bend or distort when used in wide-field imaging. Today, glass plates are still used in some forms of laser holography. Early photographic emulsions were not sensitive to red light. Later, panchromatic emulsions were sensitive to red light, but the image did not distinguish between colors. Lippmann was awarded a Nobel Prize for a color recording system we might now call holographic. However, it did not catch on. Eventually, complex systems using three emulsions and layers of colored fillers on film were perfected and widely used. Film photography was made obsolete by the introduction of digital photography in the early 1990s.